Well, hello again, and thank you for returning to the Harmonic Concordance blog for the third installment of my conversation with Linda Keene, the author of John Lennon in Heaven, Crossing the Borderlines of Being. My name is Johnny Marahiel. In the first two installments, Linda and I spoke about our own connections initially to John, Linda's first contacts with him in heaven, something about her relationship with him, some of the things that he taught her, and conversely, she him. This week's clips will feature Linda reminiscing about her Liverpool experiences, her suggestions for how we can connect with our own joy and bliss, our relationship with Mother Earth, John Lennon as the myth and the man, and some final words from John. We take up the conversation with Linda speaking about some of her own beliefs.
What do I believe? What do I see? What makes me feel ecstatically happy? And if we have the courage to believe, and it's not a naive, kind of thing where just some like, oh, you know, in some naive child, oh, they believe in this and that and stuff. No, just we all have the child in us, and we have to allow that child until the day we die, allow the child to keep the doors open, keep the perception open, keep and stay and have courage. And courage doesn't come easily to many people. Luckily, courage is some sort of a state of grace that I was born into, and I have maybe more courage than some people, maybe less than other people. But we just cannot stop looking and knowing and adventuring and learning, and just we have to summon every bit of courage we have, because that's why we're here. And if we don't use the courage, then all the creative tools and all the divine grace that we are given won't be used. We have to have the courage to use it and not think, it's my ego or whatever, and I have to tone it down. No, we don't tone it down. We have to continue to have the courage. And another thing that I think is incredibly important, that actually I say one of the most important things that I've learned all of this, is that we must face every single day in a new way the things that we find limiting us or the things we're afraid of. And we have to face them anew every single day, and actually every single minute. So if there's things that are bothering us or whatever, and if we don't have the tools, then we have to learn the tools. I was lucky enough to get tools how to face things that make me feel limited or make me feel afraid, make me feel bad. And we have to just sit down or lie down and just say, okay, what is this? What is making me afraid? What is making me feel little? What is making me feel stupid? What is making me feel dark? And we just face it head on, and using particular tools that can be learned, we throw them into the fire of transformation. We throw them away. We let go of them, and we pray and ask for light, transforming energy and light to, and we say the date of the day. Today is such and such, whatever year, whatever day, month and year. Today, I am now living 100% in present time. And I am asking the divine to bring that into my life and bring me into present time, so that I'm not living in the past. I'm not living with all my conditioning and all my fears and all the bad things that happened to me. I am letting go of that, and I'm allowing and receiving the new. And the new will go, if you can do this, your day will be completely different. Your life will start changing drastically. In such a short time, you will be shocked. Because we are able to do that now more than ever. Even more than last year or the year before. Magic is in the air. Miracles are in the air. We can do anything we want right now. And we have that freedom to do that. And I think that's probably a good place to stop.
well, to start with that, to start with that part, stop maybe there with that part. Yeah. I want to take a minute here and go to a thing which became important to me. And that was something that I called John Lennon's prayer. From the book, and John is closing his eyes, and in a determined voice, he says, "May the love of the God and the Goddess surround us. May the love of the God and Goddess flow deep within us. May the love of the God and the Goddess make us free. May we be free to know ourselves. May we be free to love. May the light of the Christ fire surround us. May the light of the Christ fire burn bright within us. May the light of the Christ fire make us free. May we be free to love ourselves. May we be free to know." And I copied that out and put it on my word processor and printed it out and framed it, and it hung on my walls for years until, you know, it got lost somewhere.
But, yeah, that's great.
But it came back to me in this book, and to me that's, you know, a pretty neat little prayer. And the key, and he repeats it a couple of times, is to know ourselves.
You are right.
Which goes back to the Delphic Oracle, and back to Delphi, where we've been, you know. And
right.
By the way, you even give a year there. I think it's 1064 BC.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. But, so you had just went through one of my final questions for you. Do you have any suggestions out as to how others listening to this interview who might want to open themselves to crossing the borderlines of being? You know, as the subtitle of your book suggests.
Yeah.
You gave us a nice notion of what to do. The only thing that I would add to that is the word joy. Bring new joy into every day.
Right.
And opening every day with openness to joy.
Yeah.
We can do this. And if you think about it, if anyone stops and thinks about it, in this moment, in this very moment that we are in, we all have the opportunity, the option to say, "I am joyful." In spite of everything that's going on, I am joyful, right?
Right, you know?
There's such joy in every moment, available in every moment. And I think that's the only little addendum that I would make.
I'm thrilled that you're mentioning that, because in the last years, I'd say the what creates that situation I was going on and on about is that focusing in on the bliss and the joy of just being and being alive. And that would be when you mentioned the Delphic Oracle, "Know thyself," that exactly what I was saying, that when we know ourselves, meaning we know what we are creating, we know at the moment, Am I creating dark, fearful things? Or am I creating loving, beautiful things? And what you just said, thank you for mentioning, it's the joy and the bliss and the happiness and the celebration. And that's I forgot the word, but that's something I kind of emphasize as being important, that we know that we can create that every moment, the bliss, the joy. And that is that's missing from the prayer. And so probably in the next edition, I better put it in. Because that's what keeps me going. When I feel like, what am I doing right now? I'll sit down and I'll bring in the light and I will feel the most bliss that I can possibly receive and imagine. It's the bliss.
Yeah.
You know, that goes hand in hand with the light and letting go of all the dark things. But it's the bliss.
There's a nice place to stop.